All right.
The rest of the time, pray the rabbi to travel with you.
There you go. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on Daf Kuf Samech Ches. Kuf Samech Ches. So the section over here is titled in his Achdus in Gamim Bali Netios Nefesh Shalilius. Remember again, last week we were speaking about this idea of connection, and specifically we were focusing on this idea that although our goal is ultimately to connect to individuals, there are two major things that keep us from connecting to others. Number one is when we sense something negative in another, it makes it difficult for us to connect. And number two is the fact that it's difficult for us to connect to people who are different than us. So now the Mechaber is going to focus on each of these pieces individually. So he says, Niftach ba'ofen arishon, hamonea meha adam lehismazeg imzula. So let's begin with the first aspect that prevents a person from connecting with the other. In lecha adam ben Ibrahim, she'in bo nekuda misyama she'enena mitukenes. There's not one person in this world who does not have something that is in a state of disrepair, right? Meaning everyone has something that's a little bit in a state of disrepair with them. Ilu ha'adam haya mitukam betachlis hashleimus. If a person was truly, you know, mitukam betachlis, perfect. If a person was perfect, kan ba'olam hazeh hu kvar lo haya. A person wouldn't be in this world. Hu hayanach menuchas olamim b'yukomo haro'i lo began eitin lefi kvodo. A person would be resting, eternal rest, in the place that was appropriate to him. In Gan Eden, kol od nimtza ha'adam kan ba'olam, behechrich sheyesh bo chalokim she'inon mitukanim. So it's very important to show it that there's only one reason why we're in this world, and that's because we have something that needs to be fixed. Very, very important, very, very fascinating to show it, that essentially the entire point of life is that each of us have things with which we struggle. Each of us have things that for us are simply a little bit out of whack. And the goal of life is to be able to fix those things. That's the entire essence of existence. He says, Ela sheyeshnam anoshim. So what is this? Meaning, if we're all imperfect, and we all have something that we're working on in this world, so what distinguishes us one from the other? Ela sheyeshnam anoshim shehabasis shalahem, hu basis tov. There are some people who operate from a good foundation. They also have things that are not refined, that are not fixed. So these individuals, in their essence, they're good. Meaning, their foundation is good. Yes, they have imperfections. Yes, they have things that need to be tweaked. They have things that need to be worked on. But at the end of the day, the foundation, the profound foundation, is good. V'yeshnam lu'umas zos. Anashim shamatzios hanafshis shalahem eina niglis kol kachtov kito. And there are other individuals who ultimately, again, their spiritual essence, their matzios hanafshis, they're just, their reality is not so good. So, you know, what's interesting is the following, that, you know, just like we said before, that life, we all comprise of these two components. One is guf, one is nefesh, and life is all about what you choose to define yourself by. So too, again, everybody ultimately has good, everybody ultimately has bad. But at the same time, there are some people who are a little bit more defined by their good characteristics, and people who are a little bit more defined by their negative characteristics. The common denominator is everyone has good and everyone has negative. Just, I guess, different people have it in different proportions. Beloshon Chazal Mikra Hadavar. In the words of Chazal, this is called Biraos HaTzadik Biraos Rishoim. Excuse me, Baras HaTzadikim Biras HaRishoim. So in the words of Chazal, we say, Kol Shbaruch Hu created Tzadikim and he created Rishoim. Yeshnam anashim shenoldu im yosher techunos nefesh chiyuvios. There are some people who are born with perhaps a proclivity towards a little bit more negative behavior. Ve'umat techunos hamavilos lishlila. Ve'yeshnam anashim shenoldu im techunos hamavilos yosher lekivun hatfisa hashlilis. This is interesting. So meaning there are some people who are born almost with a proclivity towards good. Granted, they have some negativity. And there are some people who are born with a little bit more of a proclivity towards negativity, but also have good. We'll say again, This is not saying a person is born, you know, good or a person is born evil. We actually believe that people are born good. That's in Judaism, we believe the natural state of man is ultimately good. It's, everybody has this mixture. Barasa tzadikim, barasa reshaim. You created some people ultimately, again, who they're almost like their natural inclination is a little bit more towards good, but still have to battle with some evil. And you have some people who have an interesting that be a little bit more drawn towards negativity, but ultimately, again, still have the same capacity for good. Im elu shehem ba'alei techunos nefesh chiyuvios. With those individuals who seem to have a little bit more of a proclivity and inclination towards good, al derech klal, yoser klal lehis achid itam. Suppose I, again, when you see someone and I meet someone who ultimately is one of those individuals who seems to be more good, so to speak, more easily drawn towards good, it is easier to go ahead and connect with those individuals. Shekin yeshlahem tovli, because such an individual has a good heart. Gemishus b'maso machshava, vehei mabitim ala olam ba'ofen chiyuvi. See, the truth is, most people like to be around good people. It's not difficult to spend time with a good person. It's not difficult to be around a good person. Ultimately, they have a good outlet, a good outlook. They seem to have a positive energy about them. Masha enkin anoshim shemitiv amhim ka'asonim chashdonim umabitim al kol davar benekudas hashlila va'bikorish shelo. But then you have other people who get angry. Ka'asonim is angry. Chashdonim means, you know, that there are people who are always wronged, right? There are some people that are, what's the word for it? They're the victims. Some people, they're always the victims. This one didn't talk to me nicely. This one didn't treat me nicely. This one didn't take care of me. This one didn't this. And they're always wrong. They're both saying, the truth is, sometimes you can often be wronged, but there's a chilik between being wronged and always being the victim. So there's some people, whenever something negative happens in life, it's always because someone else mistreated me. Umabitim al kol davar benekudas hashlila v'abikoras shelo. And they look at every single thing, again, through the lens of negativity. Im anoshim ka'ilu kasha yosra lihis achid itam. With these types of individuals, it is much more difficult to connect with them, much more difficult to be around them. Kalo la'adam lavo v'lomar. It's very easy for a person to come along and say, ani enter la'atzmi esra'ayai v'esyedidai haratzuyim li. Eschaverak imi shenoach li lehis achid ito. It is very easy for a person to say, you know what, I'm going to be friends with people like me. I'm going to connect with people whom I find it easy to be around. Right, Jabo said, there's no great chat in connecting with people who are like you, who believe like you, who practice like you, who are pleasant people, who are happy people, who are content people. But I will say, it's such a profound yisod. This is not the essence of life. The essence of life is not only to connect with people who are like you. Literally, and everyone came together with one covenant. They said, Na'asev nishma like one. Ilu mitzias kenesis Yisrael. Haisa chaseira afilu echamam har sinai. Lohayinu zochim l'kabala satra. I will say, listen to this, how beautiful this is. If one person was missing at Maimon Har Sinai, at the Sinaitic Revelation, we would not have been able to receive the Torah. Am Yisrael hu am echad. The Jewish people are one nation. Vayichan sham Yisrael keneged ahar. Yisrael camped there singular, opposite the mountain. Ki ish echad belev echad. Like one people with one heart. Li Yehudi asr lomar. The Jew is prohibited to say, Eschaber rak la'anashim shenoach. You also say, this is so profound. The Jew is not permitted to say, I'm only going to connect with people who I like, shena'im li'itam, for whom it's pleasant for me to hang around with, rakim elushim krovim yosu l'tivi, or those people who are like me. V'vadai shesham mitchila hischabros hatvius. Obviously, again, that is the most natural beginning part of connection, to connect with people whom I am like, who are like me. Aval ha'matara hi lahagia la'achdus in kol kneses Yisrael. But the goal is to connect again with everyone. Ula'achar mikan, mikain im kol yoshvei teva. It's such a profound yisod. that again, there's nothing, there's no chiddush here. It's not a novelty. But the idea is that the whole essence of achdus, the whole essence of togetherness, the whole essence, ultimately, again, of connection, is all about connecting with people of all types. Those who are like you, those who are not like you, those who you have a natural inclination to connect to, and those whom you don't. That's Achdus Yisrael. And the step after Achdus Yisrael, of course, is what? Is Achdus again with the greater community of mankind as well. All right, well, so you know, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this section, Hasachas Hadas, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.